Who is the most important person in the world right now? When asked that question, most people would probably say it's a world leader, someone with massive administrative power, Donald Trump or Xi Jinping. Others might suggest that it's not a political leader, but a corporate one, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, maybe Sam Altman. Still others would object to the framing of important to mean roughly the same thing as powerful and would opt for somebody who will be remembered far into the future, someone who's inspiring people, like the Dalai Lama, or someone who's inventing things like mRNA vaccine pioneer Catalin Carrico. If you're prone to the argument that it's not money or politics that really controls the world, but entertainment, you might plump for Taylor Swift. But ultimately, this turns into a rather dull academic debate because it's really just a who's who of powerful people. There are no surprises here. Everyone knows every single one of these people. The only candidate for world's most important person right now who I would charitably call obscure is Peter Navarro, Trump's tariff guy, and if you follow the news, you know who that is. A far more interesting question, and one a lot more likely to expose people's fundamental views about the world, is this: who is the most important person in history? Here, any answer at all would need to be backed up with a hell of a justification. Just for the sake of looking off the beaten path, I might nominate Stanislav Petrov, one of the very few people who can be said, without exaggeration, to have saved the world. On September 26, 1983, Soviet Air Force Colonel Stanislav Petrov received an alert from the USSR's early warning satellites that the United States appeared to have launched 5 nuclear missiles from the vicinity of North Dakota, a state where Soviet spies had long known the US had missile silos. A nuclear first strike by the US was seen as a legitimate possibility at this point. Ronald Reagan was president, threatening the USSR in apocalyptic terms, and just a month before, Soviet fighter jets had accidentally shot down a commercial airliner over the Pacific with a US congressman aboard, straining Cold War tensions to what may have been their most toxic moment since the Cuban Missile Crisis. If the US really was shooting off nuclear missiles, Soviet protocol was, of course, to order a retaliatory strike. Without that much evidence, Petrov decided not to tell his superiors about the supposed missiles, believing they had to be a false alarm, which they were, and even if they weren't, those missiles would have landed on Russia either way, so a retaliatory strike on the US could wait a few hours until the attack, or lack thereof, was confirmed. If Petrov had stuck to his orders and told superiors, they would probably have ordered a retaliatory strike without bothering to confirm if the missiles were real. But that's where Stanislav Petrov's story begins and ends. I'm not sure I could do a full episode on Petrov if I tried. Sure, he saved the world from a nuclear holocaust. Better yet, when the false alarm was declassified, it increased interest in the song 99 Luftballons, letting the world know that yes, you almost can write songs in German. But how many people have heard of Stanislav Petrov? He's got nerd cred. There's an XKCD dedicated to him, for instance, but he's not a universally renowned figure. I'm not sure if you can qualify for the position of most important person in history if most people have no idea who you are. So let's ask a different, but related question. Who is the most famous person in history? This one at least has a sliver of a quantitative answer to it, because fame is ultimately a numerical tally of how many people know who you are and how many people are talking about you. Sure, it's extremely difficult to quantify how famous someone is, but it's literally impossible to quantify how important someone is. So how would you do it? How would you measure, in charts and facts and figures, how famous people are? You could poll people in hundreds of countries across the world, but what would you ask them? Would you ask them who's the first famous person, current or historical, who comes to mind? Who would probably be someone from their own country? Or would you ask them to write down a list of, say, 10 well-known people, the first 10 that come to mind, and determine the most commonly appearing person on those lists? But even then, you wouldn't necessarily get the most widely known person on Earth. You just get the person who is currently on the most people's minds. You could do polls to determine how aware people are, say, Taylor Swift, across the world and compare that to other celebrities, but it would be tedious to go through a list, celebrity by celebrity, polling the world. In 2013, researchers at MIT hit on a unique solution. It's not perfect, but it may be closer than anyone's got so far. They used the closest thing there is to a global, universally accessible storehouse of information, Wikipedia. Sure, just mentioning the site's accursed name may be enough to send your high school teachers into premature labor, but even if Wikipedia isn't all that reliable for finding accurate information, and I can test that, it's certainly a reliable way to determine who people are looking up. The researchers in this MIT study didn't classify people's fame in terms of views to their personal Wikipedia page, though, because that would skew the numbers toward people who were trending in the news at the moment the study was done. No, they decided to look at a different statistic: translations of your Wikipedia page. The idea went, the more languages your wiki page appears in, the more known you are worldwide, and therefore the people with Wikipedia articles in the most languages would be the most famous of all time. So they built software to extract the wiki pages that had the most translations, and they came up with a pretty decent list. Number one, the most translated Wikipedia page of any person who has ever lived belonged to Jesus of Nazareth, who at the time had wiki pages in 214 languages. This isn't much of a surprise. He founded the world's largest religion, which has been one of the dominant forces in history for 2,000 years. Number two was Barack Obama, who was president at the time this study was carried out. Maybe not one of the most famous and influential people of all time, but he was almost definitely the world's most powerful at that moment, and he held that role during the years that Wikipedia grew into one of the largest repositories of information the world had ever seen. So, not really a surprise there. Number four was Confucius, one of the most influential philosophers in history and a national hero to the 1.5 billion people in China. Number five was Sir Isaac Newton, who laid the groundwork for most of modern physics. The rest of the top 20 included people like Da Vinci, Einstein, Hitler, Muhammad, and Karl Marx. All people who you could make the case for being the most recognized and influential of all time. But you'll notice I skipped number three on this list, which means that at long last, dear listeners, we have arrived at the subject of today's episode. Who was number three? Who did MIT discover had the world's third most translated Wikipedia page, and by this metric at least, was the third most famous person ever to exist? I'd like all of you to guess while I play the intro. I'm your host, Tor Parsons. These are my co-hosts, Jollibee the Durian, Thimble the Doll, and Fucko the Clown. And welcome to Tor's Cabinet of Curiosities. So you may be wondering why I'm wearing this ratty old High School Musical shirt. You are wondering that, right? Good. Well, wonder no longer, because the third person on that list, the holder of the third most translated article on all of Wikipedia in between Barack Obama and Confucius, is Corbin Blue. Who? Corbin Blue, of course, the 2000s Disney Channel actor best known for his supporting role in High School Musical. You see, this dude, you recognize him, right? I gotta admit, I didn't first see High School Musical until recently, even though I was right in its target age range when it was big. My canonical version of High School Musical is the bad lip-reading version, so it's jarring to me to think that the main character is not named Chorky and the main plot isn't about Lumpkinella being a robot. But yeah, I recognize this guy. That actor has the world's third most translated Wikipedia page. So, what the shit, right? It's not like the list of the people with the most translated wiki pages MIT found were a bunch of random celebrities. No, it was a list of the most famous and important people in history. Corbin Blue is the only person anywhere near the top who is anywhere close to being obscure, and yet, his Wikipedia page had, for years and years, more translations than that of any other actor, as well as Einstein, Da Vinci, Martin Luther King, Shakespeare, any king or queen of any country ever, and every other person who has ever lived too, except for Jesus and Obama. Today, the rankings have changed a lot, but Corbin Blue is still way up there. Some of the most obscure languages on Earth have Wikipedia pages on Corbin Blue. In the language of the Cheyenne Indigenous people, for instance, spoken by a total of 300 people in a single county in Montana, Corbin Blue has a Wikipedia page of which the full text reads, Corbin Blue, Heone Menestese, E Aksanohona. As far as I could tell, it's one of just 17 articles on the Cheyenne Wikipedia that are about specific people, and one of just 3 articles that are about someone from outside the Cheyenne tribe. There are dead languages. You can learn about Corbin Blue in Latin, Old English, or Sanskrit. There are constructed languages. I guess it shouldn't be a surprise that you can learn about Corbin Blue in Esperanto, since there's a pretty developed network of Wikipedia articles in Esperanto, and the sort of people who learn Esperanto are probably also the sort of people who edit Wikipedia. But Corbin Blue also has articles in Novial, a constructed language created by a Danish linguist in 1928, and Volapük, an umlaut-heavy invented language from the late 19th century that was pretty much run off the road of history by Esperanto, and now, according to Wikipedia, is spoken by 20 people worldwide. And Corbin Blue has Wikipedia coverage in obscure dialects, too. You can learn about him in Fiji Hindi, which is exactly what it sounds like, a dialect of Hindi spoken by Indian immigrants to the Pacific island of Fiji, as well as Pitcairnese, a combination of English and Tahitian spoken by the 47 people of the South Pacific's Pitcairn Islands, one of the most isolated places on Earth. My favorite, though, is his page on the Scots Wikipedia, which consists of the single sentence, Corbin Blue is an American musicer, songster, actor, and dancer. It appears in the categories barn actors, living folk, and male actors fra New York City. Scots Wikipedia has its own wild story, the short version being Scottish people consider Scots to be a legit language of its own, everyone else considered it to be English written phonetically in a Scottish accent. One American teenager once found the Scots Wiki, thought it was hilarious, and began writing funny articles in a phonetic Scottish accent, so many of them that it changed the Scots language itself. I've linked a video essay by someone else that tells the whole story, but your takeaway here should be, like every other language, or anything close to a language that has Wikipedia articles written in it, Corbin Blue is there. So, as soon as this Wikipedia oddity was discovered, it caused a bit of a frenzy on the internet. This was exactly the sort of inconsequential pop culture mystery that gets the gears spinning in people's heads. Way back in the early days of Tor's Cabinet, when this channel was a podcast, I did an early version of this episode, and while the podcast only had like 50 total listeners for the 2 years that it ran, it did get me a famous fan who encouraged me to keep telling these stories, which is why there's a shout out to her in the credits to all my episodes on YouTube. And she revealed to me that there's a second, nearly as mysterious, connection between Corbin Blue and Wikipedia.
My name is Annie Rowardat. I run social media accounts called Depths of Wikipedia. I'm a big fan of most things about Wikipedia. I edit the site a lot, although not the Corbin Blue article that I can remember. I've given Wikipedia-themed comedy shows in various locations around North America, including one where there was an audience member who knew a lot about the Corbin Blue situation. And he knew so much that I asked him, what's your name? How do you know all this? And he said, Tor. Okay, well, fast forward a few years, and Tor was a YouTuber with Tor's Cabinet of Curiosities. And so I am so excited to be able to say that I knew Tor before he was famous. Anyway, I also have a connection to Corbin Blue because when I was in third grade, my elementary school, Millbrook Christian School in Grand Rapids, Michigan, rest in peace, does not exist anymore, won an award for being a good school. And Corbin Blue came to my elementary school when I was 8 years old, which was really right when he was getting very cool. It was right after the first movie came out, and I got to go and to the event where Corbin Blue was, and I got a piggyback ride from him, and the only evidence of this was taken on a film camera, and my dad got the film developed at Walgreens. This was on my bulletin board for years. I was so proud of it. I went away to college and I did not bring this because at this point, I don't know, I guess I had moved on. I didn't need it with me at all times. And then it was destroyed in a flood. So you'll have to trust me that I one time met Corbin Blue and one time, multiple times now, I've met Tor Parsons.
Thank you, Annie. Welcome to the cabinet. Alas, this explains nothing. Pretty soon, Theories attempting to explain Corbin Blue's bizarre popularity on Wikipedia are flying left and right. None of them went anywhere, and when each one was debunked, it just ended up making the mystery ever deeper. A few people put it down simply to the popularity of High School Musical. It's a well-known movie, right? It's got a pretty big fan base. Except that Corbin Blue wasn't even the lead actor in High School Musical. His character, Chad Danforth, has been in a supporting role throughout the entire franchise. The actors who really were the stars in High School Musical, Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens, have 89 and 72 translations of their wiki pages, respectively, while Corbin Blue currently has 209, up from 193 when MIT first discovered his mysterious popularity. Hell, even the article for High School Musical itself on Wikipedia has just 51 translations, less than a quarter of Corbin Blue's. And consider this, Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens, in addition to being the lead actors in High School Musical, have had leading roles in other movies, too. Whereas for Corbin Blue, chances are, if you've heard of him at all, you've heard of him because of his supporting role in High School Musical. So, clearly Corbin Blue's multilingual Wikipedia fame isn't because of the High School Musical fandom. Could Corbin Blue have a personal cult following? I mean, he has appeared in other movies, even though he hasn't been in anything big besides High School Musical. He was on Dancing with the Stars. If you know Corbin Blue for one thing other than High School Musical, it's most likely that. He had a middlingly successful career as a teen pop crooner, and briefly appeared in the main Broadway cast for In the Heights. He had a major role in the 2013 one-season revival of the soap opera One Life to Live, which does have a substantial cult following, but by the time that aired, Blue was already near the top of the most translated wiki pages, and I'm pretty sure the average One Life to Live fan thinks Wikipedia is a piano composition by Eric Satie. Blue also appeared in a five-part anthology horror film in 2012 with the spectacularly head-scratching title Scary or Die, which I'm only including here because of the way Wikipedia describes the plot of the segment Corbin Blue stars in. Allow me to quote, "When Emmett, Corbin Blue, a wayward drug dealer, gets bitten by Fucko, Domiziano Arcangeli, a flesh-eating clown at a family member's birthday party, the last thing he expects is for that bite to begin a horrifying transformation." I mean, really, the last thing he expects? If I encountered a flesh-eating clown named Fucko at a birthday party and it bit me, I wouldn't know what to expect next, but I'm pretty sure at that point nothing would surprise me. Also, yes, at last, you know why my Patreon tier Fucko the Clown is called that. This statuette is named after the Patreon tier, which is in turn named after Corbin Blue's star turn in Scary or Die. Anyway, I hope that all that proves that High School Musical really is 90% of what Corbin Blue is known for. Other measures of his fame corroborate this story. Corbin Blue's Twitter has 700,000 followers, which is nothing to sneeze at, but puts him outside the top 1,000 most followed Twitter accounts. He has almost a million followers on Instagram, which, just pulling up a random celebrity Instagram I follow, is 4% of the followers Arnold Schwarzenegger has, and a third of the followers Grimes has. And while Corbin has Wikipedia pages in hundreds of languages, none of them get too many views. When MIT ran the data, they found that his English Wikipedia page averaged 6 million views a year, far below the totals of everyone else with a comparable number of page translations whose wiki views were countable in the tens of millions. All this makes it clear, Corbin Blue is a celebrity, but not a very big one, especially anymore. The only place he's huge is on Wikipedia. Another theory, possibly a joke, possibly not, remarked on the similarity of his name to the food. Cordon Bleu. You know, that cafeteria staple. It's got a fancy Frenchy name, but it's just a breaded chicken cutlet with cheese inside it. Now, Corbin Bleu and Cordon Bleu certainly are similar phrases. Hell, when I first heard about this guy, I was like, isn't that a food? And I can't be the only one. But I have a hard time believing that people confusing the two would lead to Corbin Bleu having hundreds more Wikipedia page translations than he logically should. Cordon Bleu, the food, which has a handy-dandy link to its wiki page at the top of Corbin Blue's English wiki page, with the disambiguation text, "This article is about the American actor and singer, it is not to be confused with Corbin Blue," is not as big on Wikipedia as Corbin Blue. The page for Corbin Blue, you know what, this is getting way too confusing, from now on I'm going to refer to Corbin Blue as Cheesy Chicken and Corbin Blue as Theater Kid. Alright, the Wikipedia page for Cheesy Chicken only appears in about a tenth of theater kids' languages. If Cheesy Chicken had as many translations on Wikipedia as Theater Kid, it would be by far the most translated food item on Wikipedia, with more translations than the sandwich, which appears in 101 languages, and even food itself, which appears in 192 languages. Now, remember how many translations there are of Theater Kid's wiki page? At the time this episode aired, 209. I'm serious. Theater Kid has more Wikipedia pages than food. He is not, statistically speaking, bigger than Jesus, who as of today has 272 translations, tied for the top spot with Michael Jackson. But he is bigger than food, and that is absolutely wild. Even though the names are similar, and even if there are more people than I expect who would want to glorify Cheesy Chicken on Wikipedia, I really don't see how you could create a wiki page for Theater Kid accidentally with the intention of creating a wiki page for Cheesy Chicken. I can see someone searching for Cheesy Chicken on Wikipedia and accidentally getting Theater Kid, but I can't see someone putting time and effort into writing an encyclopedic article about the life and career of an American musical theater star while fully believing that they are writing an article about a chicken cutlet with cheese inside it. Even I, who famously had no idea who R.A. Salvatore was, and was raked over the coals for that, would begin to realize that something's up. Moving on, because I'm hungry now, I'd like to address a suspicion that I'm pretty sure some of you had right from the point I revealed Corbin Blue's mysterious wiki stardom. Is Corbin Blue behind this? And the answer is probably not. He claimed to be unaware of his stardom when it was first revealed. When BuzzFeed contacted him about it, he responded with the following charmingly innocent comment. Holy shit! Really? I wonder why that is! Are that many people looking me up? What the hell? That's amazing! That's ridiculous, actually. That is unnecessary, but I will definitely put that on my resume. End quote. He seems to not really understand how strange this situation is. He apparently thinks that his wiki stardom is connected to views, which, as I've shown before, it isn't. The way he responds suggests he doesn't think it's a big deal, and this is just something that happens to celebrities. It's not. I would struggle to find a comparable situation to Corbin Blue's many Wikipedia translations anywhere on or off the internet. But is he bluffing?
It's possible, pig.
He might be bluffing. But now we're getting to the really weird part of this. I'm not sure anyone, whether or not they are Corbin Blue, would have any sort of motive to do this. Think, if he's trying to self-promote, it would be a truly bizarre, not to mention ineffective way to self-promote. Even if Corbin Blue has Wikipedia pages in every language under the sun, who is becoming interested in Corbin Blue who would not otherwise be aware of him? A nerd on the Cheyenne Reservation who is scrolling through all the Wikipedia pages in their tribe's language? Papua New Guinean boarding school students playing Six Clicks to Hitler? A Volapuke speaker who hasn't left his Berlin apartment in 7 years and proudly considers himself ignorant of all popular culture? The smaller your language is, the fewer Wikipedia articles there will be written using it, and the fewer Wikipedia articles your language has, the higher the likelihood becomes of running into the Corbin Blue article. It's basic statistics. But what that means is that if Corbin Blue, or a Corbin Blue fan, is trying to promote awareness of Corbin Blue by making sure he has a Wikipedia page in every language, the demographic they are pitching Corbin Blue to must consist of people who exclusively speak a very obscure language. That, or they really, really want language nerds, a famously large and ubiquitous demographic, to know who Corbin Blue is. But this whole weighing of the potential motives for creating hundreds of Corbin Blue Wikipedia articles seems to have been rendered moot by the first big bombshell uncovered early on in the search for an answer to Wikipedia's biggest mystery. It isn't a single person, or so it seemed. Corbin Blue's hundreds of translations had not all been posted by one user, nor had they all appeared at once. Blue appeared to be gaining one new translation every few weeks, and each one was posted from a different username and IP address. There were a few users common to a few pages in similar languages, but this isn't too rare on Wikipedia. In all, it didn't look like there was anything too weird about the users who posted edits to Corbin Blue's wiki pages, which, as you understand, made things all the more weird. Now, if this were the work of one weirdo armed with Google Translate, intent on making a Wikipedia page for their idol in every single language possible, it would be kind of explainable. But it seemed at the time that hundreds of people were collaborating to give this obscure actor more wiki page translations than anyone in existence, except for Obama and Jesus. And that is simply difficult to believe. At this point, a pretty promising theory, or rather the only promising theory anyone could think of, began to make the rounds, that this was an inside joke among Wikipedia editors, possibly as a universal standard to compare languages. For a while, if you looked up a language on Wikipedia, there would almost always be a translation of the Lord's Prayer in that language at the bottom. These days, they typically use the UN Declaration of Human Rights, although I've seen other fun sample texts. The page for Welsh once included a Welsh translation of Rap God by Eminem, although now I sadly can't find that revision of that page. That was probably only there for a few days before it was removed. But the old use of the Lord's Prayer isn't just a Wikipedia quirk. The Lord's Prayer is widely used among linguists as a sort of universal comparison between languages. Now, Wikipedians are smart cookies, and I'm sure at least a few of them realize that even if it was for a while the academic standard, it's really not the best way to compare languages. It's an extremely unrepresentative text for many languages. I mean, the English version includes words that haven't been in common use for hundreds of years. It's not too much of a stretch to suggest that at some point in the early days of Wikipedia, some influential editor decided that they would use a different standard for comparing languages. Some relatively boilerplate article on their site that they found to be a more representative example of how modern languages are spoken and, just for a laugh, chose the page for Corbin Blue to be that standard. After that, Corbin Blue's Wikipedia article became a sort of latter-day Rosetta Stone, used as the reference text for translating other articles all across Wikipedia. It's a watertight theory, except that it's not true. Numerous big-shot Wikipedia editors were contacted the first time this mystery blew up, and none of them were able to confirm that Corbin Blue's article had any sort of special status among the site's editors. A few of them had noticed that something was up with his article, but nobody had done much investigating to see what was behind it. Wikipedians tend to have fairly one-track minds. After a while, the internet lost interest in the mystery of Corbin Blue on Wikipedia and moved on to their next freak of the week, as they do. It wasn't until a few years later, when the mystery was posted to a Reddit forum, usually devoted to true crime, that interest picked up, and netizens began to come a little closer to actually solving this mystery. Today, if you plug Corbin Blue Wikipedia into Google, you'll find a few pop culture blogs declaring the mystery to be solved, going off the discoveries made in this Reddit thread. I wouldn't go quite so far, since there are still a fair number of open questions, even though it seems like a single culprit has been unearthed after all. We've gone quite a ways down the rabbit hole, but we haven't reached the bottom. The investigation began with one Reddit user's discovery that the Arabic Wikipedia page for Corbin Blue is actually larger and more in-depth than his English Wikipedia page. Pretty odd for a person who has exclusively sung and acted in English language media. In fact, the Arabic Wikipedia article was a featured article, meaning the head editors of the Arabic Wikipedia had deemed it to be one of Wikipedia's best articles in that language. Corbin Blue's article is not a featured article in any other language. Meanwhile, the same Reddit user found that the Corbin Blue articles in many other major languages, like German and Korean, were very low quality and looked Google translated. This revived the single culprit theory, so Reddit users began rifling through the credits on the Arabic Corbin Blue article to see if some contributor leapt out at them as particularly weird or obsessed, and they found someone. Most of the article appeared to have been written by a user named Zimmer611, who was a pretty high-profile editor on the Arabic Wikipedia. They had rollback privileges, which is something only a minority of Wikipedia editors have, allowing them to revert edits that other users had made to any article. They had also made it so that their IP address couldn't be traced through their edits. Nonetheless, the only article that they had significantly contributed to was the Corbin Blue article. Zimmer611 had a pretty detailed bio on their user profile. They said they were a, quote, pro-cannabis, quote, advanced gamer, who lived in Leipzig, Germany, was a fan of the German rock band Tokyo Hotel, and had attended medical school at Belfast University in Northern Ireland. They claimed to have learned Arabic after their father had worked in Dubai, and listed several Arab world countries they had visited. This list notably did not include Saudi Arabia. A point that will become important soon. Capping off this slightly odd, but not particularly suspicious bio, was the guy's name, which turned the susometer up at least 25 notches. Mike James Thomas. Now tell me if that isn't the most German name you've ever heard. It actually has very similar energy to those fake American names from that Japanese 80s baseball video game that make the rounds on the internet every now and then. Mike James Thomas isn't quite Bobson Dugnut, but it would make me a little suspicious if someone was claiming to be an American with that name, and it makes me a big suspicious that someone is claiming to be a German with that name. Don't forget, too, that the German article for Corbin Blue was slapdash and riddled with grammatical errors. In search of further clues, people began sifting through Corbin Blue's other Wikipedia articles, checking the IP addresses of the editors on each one. They checked the IP addresses on his page in Cornish, a language once spoken in southwest England that today every speaker of can speak English better. They checked his page in Nahuatl, the language of the Aztecs, which isn't a dead language, it's still spoken by some indigenous people in Mexico, and they checked his page in Pennsylvania Dutch, which is an especially hilarious language to have Wikipedia pages in because most speakers of Pennsylvania Dutch are Amish. Almost all of these pages had been created by a single IP address and never edited by anyone else. Almost all of them were very short, usually consisting of lines like, Corbin Blue is an American singer and actor who appeared in High School Musical, and nothing else. The biggest thing that Redditors discovered by combing through a representative sample of Corbin Blue Wiki articles in obscure languages is that, while the IP addresses differed for each one, all of the IP addresses for the articles they checked were from Saudi Arabia, usually the capital city Riyadh. This was interesting. There really wasn't another explanation for this beyond that the main person behind Corbin Blue's many wiki translations is a Saudi who keeps changing IP addresses. Or else somebody else is using VPNs from Saudi Arabia. But what about Zimmer611, or as some may or may not know him, Mike James Thomas? He supposedly wrote the Arabic article for Corbin Blue, and Arabic is, of course, what they speak in Saudi Arabia. But on his user profile, Zimmer611 claimed pretty explicitly that he had never been to Saudi Arabia. At this point, plenty of people began to believe that Mike James Thomas and the mysterious, possibly Saudi fan of Corbin Blue had to be one and the same. There were just too many coincidences for there to be a speaker of fluent Arabic who claims to be German, but doesn't speak much German, on Wikipedia, who is writing detailed Arabic articles on this minor American actor, in addition to a separate person who is from Saudi Arabia, keeps changing their IP address, and is creating multilingual articles on the same minor American actor. But there wasn't a smoking gun to link the two until a couple more pieces of evidence popped up. The first one involved Corbin Blue's English article. It had been heavily expanded by a user under the name Chase Watson, that's C-H-A-C-E Watson, who, all the way back in 2009, had added vast amounts of content to the page in broken English, using exceedingly un-Wikipedian terms like a sexy black dress. The editors at the time had frowned upon most of the additions, and eventually Chase Watson was banned from the English Wikipedia entirely, with one of their main charges being that Chase Watson had created fake accounts to go around bans. At the same time, Chase Watson created an article on the Chinese Wikipedia for Corbin Blue. Like the Saudi Artful Dodger and Mike James Thomas, the German advanced gamer with a medical degree, Chase Watson had exclusively edited Corbin Blue-related topics on Wikipedia. Now the circumstantial evidence was too much to ignore. Two Wikipedia accounts with a single-minded focus on Corbin Blue, both of which used various aliases and acted like they had something to hide, could exist. The world is a big place. But three? At that point, it's too much of a coincidence to be a coincidence. After that, evidence came up that all but proved the Saudi editor and Zimmer611 were the same person, and that Chase Watson and Zimmer611 were the same person. The first few edits on Corbin Blue's Arabic Wikipedia article were found to have been done by three separate IP addresses, all from Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, matching the MO of the IP shapeshifting Saudi user before Zimmer611 swooped in and basically continued writing the article as if nothing had changed. Meanwhile, in a long-abandoned Wiki Editors forum thread from 2009 dealing with Chase Watson's ban, it was noted that one of the fake accounts Chase Watson used was called Zimmer610. At this point, reasonable doubt had left the station. There was one person with an army of fake accounts and liberal use of Google Translate responsible for making Corbin Blue the world's third most translated person on Wikipedia. And what a person! At this point, no further information has come out to the identity of Chase Watson / Zimmer611 / Mike James Thomas / Mystery Saudi Editor. The only thing about them we can be reasonably sure we know is that they are obsessed with Corbin Blue, and probably, though this isn't certain, live in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Once all this information was dug up by Reddit users, the thread filled up with speculation about what this person's motives could possibly be. People joked that this mystery editor must have life-size cardboard cutouts of Corbin Blue they make out with. But even if the motive for this strange and massive undertaking was just a teen heartthrob obsession after all, it would have to be the longest-lasting teen crush of all time. This user has been at it since at least 2009, and for over a decade, every now and then Corbin Blue's Wikipedia page gained another translation. I first did this episode on the Tours Cabinet podcast back in 2021 as one of my first ever episodes, and back then, Corbin Blue had 214 translations, 5 more than he does today, so I think Chase Watson may have finally packed it up and moved on. Still, I can't see someone sticking to that strong an obsession for so long if it's just a teen heartthrob crush. Others speculated, and this makes a little more sense to me, that it was a project like the one I described above, to use Corbin Blue as a latter-day Rosetta Stone, except as a personal rather than crowdsourced project. This person, somewhere in the depths of Saudi Arabia, was practicing at recognizing hundreds of different languages and was using the wiki page for Corbin Blue as their universal reference point, practicing in a public but not too public place, like a novice mime in a coffee shop, as one Reddit user memorably put it. There's another legitimate possibility. In the aftermath of the major discoveries made on the case, another Redditor elsewhere on the site included a passing reference to the Corbin Blue mystery in a post about how Wikipedia editors are surprisingly contentious and mercurial as online communities go, chiefly because everyone has a specific obsession they will not stop talking about and is almost religiously devoted to keeping the site encyclopedic and free of vandalism. At the end of this person's post, they included a brief addendum. Edit. Got some intel from a former Wikipedia vandal who's encountered Chase Watson. Apparently, he's just an Aspie. While I'm not sure this single Reddit user is totally trustworthy, as their summary of the Corbin Blue mystery included quite a few inaccuracies, I do like the conclusion that the Corbin Blue editor is autistic. Because I'm autistic too, and I can see myself having obsessions like that. I can talk your ears off about trains, elections, 80s alternative music, and geography. My best friend, who composed the music for Tours Cabinet, is also autistic, and he's probably one of the world's top 50 authorities on world traditional music. I'm not exaggerating at all, and also the US highway system, which obviously have nothing to do with each other, and that's how special interests go. Autistic obsessions can get weirder too. I had an autistic friend in elementary school whose room was full of Maersk memorabilia, like the Danish cargo shipping company, Maersk. It's not remotely out of the question to suggest that there's an Aspie out there in Saudi Arabia whose big obsessions are linguistics and Corbin Blue. Ultimately, this takes the whole Corbin Blue mystery in a different direction. It becomes a sort of autistic pride story, becoming more intertwined with the story of Wikipedia itself, sort of an integral part of what Wikipedia is, than an oddity that gives Wikipedia a bad name. Because there is no place, online or IRL, more inherently autistic than Wikipedia. Think about it. It's a place where you, yes you, can spill your detailed technical information on the topic that fascinates you in as dry and encyclopedic a tone as possible without needing to explain why you like it so much to skeptical friends or family members. Wikipedia couldn't possibly have become what it is today if all the editors had been random neurotypical netizens, and today, no matter what Wikipedia page you click on, chances are it's being maintained by an Aspie obsessed with that particular subject. In a way, this show is coming full circle now, too. Not that we're coming back to the beginning of the show, no, we're coming back to why this show exists in the first place. There's no way I could have delivered such detailed information on all these online mysteries and stranger-than-fiction true stories if I weren't autistic. Maybe this episode is really a mirror. Like a movie by the great M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong, I've spent this whole episode searching for the creator of this mystery when it turns out it's me. Or almost me. I've created an electoral system of my very own that allows for both national proportional representation and local constituencies in a system of several different parties, and tried out how it would work using British and French elections, as well as a fictional election for an independent West Coast nation contested by socialist, liberal, conservative, and a Latino nationalist right-wing party. Then I realized the system I had created had already been invented and is used by Germany and New Zealand. I've drawn up fake tour itineraries for my favorite bands, including set lists and directions from venue to venue. In one case, I even have pages and pages of info about a private train made up of real-life historic passenger coaches used by a co-headlining tour by two fictional bands in my same shared universe, complete with legal and labor union info about how the train crew will operate on different companies' railroad tracks, which would be necessary to reach all the different cities the bands are playing in. There isn't much of a difference between any of that and making hundreds of Wikipedia pages in obscure languages for a supporting actor in High School Musical. But while those are beautiful words, I wouldn't be sure that there's nothing deeper to Chase Watson's obsession with Corbin Blue. If they were just an Aspie, innocently engrossed in their project to translate Corbin Blue's wiki page into every language possible, I'm not sure they'd go to such lengths to cover up their identity. Why claim to be a German advanced gamer and medical student named Mike James Thomas? A story that falls apart on the most cursory inspection. Why constantly change IP addresses? That is something that computers do, naturally, and can be normal, but with everything else, it is suspicious. Is there something more here? I'd argue that there could be. On the balance, this doesn't look like just the work of an autistic Corbin Blue fan. Note that the one consistent feature to Chase Watson's attempts at deflection is to deny that they are in Saudi Arabia. Their Saudi IP changes constantly. The Mike James Thomas page seems to be a flimsy attempt at explaining why they speak Arabic while claiming they live outside the Middle East. And keep in mind that there are plenty of reasons why you wouldn't want to admit you live in Saudi Arabia, a totalitarian theocracy which is arguably up there with North Korea as one of the most repressive regimes on the planet. What has the Wikipedia user, sometimes known as Chase Watson, done? Is it possible that they're gay, and they're worried that the Saudi morality police will discover their obsession with a male teen heartthrob? In that case, did the West play a role in accidentally partially exposing him, or are the many translations to Corbin Blue's page serving some intelligence purpose, either for the Saudi government or somebody working against them, and mean something more to someone in the know? This may seem like wild speculation, but we live in a world where the signal to start the 1974 coup in Portugal was given through Portugal's song at Eurovision. If 2 years from now the House of Saud is overthrown, I'll wonder if Corbin Blue may have played a role. Whether Corbin Blue's outsized Wikipedia popularity is because of something nefarious, or just because of an autistic Saudi internet user, the case of Corbin Blue, the third most important person in history, ultimately strikes me as a gleefully cyberpunk mystery. It should be a Neal Stephenson short story. The idea of some mysterious person, who could be anywhere in the world, making enigmatic edits to a universally used global storehouse of knowledge feels like a concept straight out of the early utopian promise of the internet. A promise that Wikipedia has never really strayed from, as study after study continues to show that Wikipedia is no more biased and no less reliable than Encyclopedia Britannica, which is compiled by experts rather than random, usually autistic internet users. It's absolutely got its biases, but these two things are true. Number one, you can never truly be free from bias. And number two, you should try, though. Wikipedians try, possibly better than anyone else in the world. And of course, it's all the more sci-fi ready that the trail of digital breadcrumbs happens to have led us to Saudi Arabia, a country that's technologically advanced and culturally backward, where cryptocurrency is mainstream and the prospect of women traveling alone is not. We may never find the true identity of Corbin Blue's biggest fan, and that's probably for the better. But if nothing else, whenever I hear a song from High School Musical from now on, I'll be reminded, as cliched as this may sound, that we already live in the future. And not only is it weirder than any of us could have imagined, it's also far more full of Corbin Blue. One more thing for tonight. Wikipedia now has a page where they list their most translated pages, which they didn't have back in 2013 when Corbin Blue's strange recognition was discovered. Jesus and Michael Jackson may be tied at 272, but there are a lot of pages with even more translations. They're almost all for countries, more or less in order of wealth, internet access, and global importance. The few that aren't countries include animals that people like. Dogs and cats both have more translations for their page than humans do. Globally spoken languages, English and Spanish are both way up there. Months of the year, the sun, the moon, and the earth. And of course, Wikipedia itself. None of these are surprises, but way up top, with the most translations of any Wikipedia page in existence, sitting at a whopping 334, is David Woodard, Who the hell is David Woodard? Well, it looks like he's a Los Angeles orchestra conductor, psychedelic enthusiast, and weird philosopher. It looks like he has an extremely Tours Cabinet-worthy life. Damn. And somebody has been feverishly translating his Wikipedia page. Looks like it's time to go down the rabbit hole once again. We've got a new Corbin Bleu in town.
Want